This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Good news on the North Shore. Nick Birdie's a closer. Nick Birdie, you're a closer. What do you think?
You walk the first guy, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, you kind of got to get settled in, make some big pitches, and it seemed like Murph and I were on the same page for the next two batters, and we did that.
There's no way this kid isn't the closer going forward. I know Derek Shelton is going to give us reasons about why they want to watch his usage. Two major surgeries over the last 3 years, Jim. But Nick Birdie is your closer. Let the kid go out there and close ball games. It's a 60-game sprint, and you're lucky to be staring at 2-3 right now instead of 0-5. Let him go out there and throw.
Well, and how about us being on top of everything yesterday, by the way, when I asked John Wehner about Kyle Crick. And is this going to be one of those deals where he ends up on the injured list? And sure enough, he did. And then so did Clay Holmes, who actually had pitched well. So that may be a little bit more concerning. But and so, yes, Crick
the Clay Holmes injury may be, I don't want to say the Kyle Crick injury is not legitimate because he's listed on the injured list. But the Kyle Crick is, may be more of an Archimedes Caminero style situation.
Right, it's on the, to say, the injured list now because he sucks. And I got in trouble for saying that, so I can't say that about
you can't say that.
Kyle
no.
Crick.
Well, you said that once before, so you're not going to say it again.
Well, that was a bad
Birdie's
day.
The closer, right?
Yeah, he may as well be. But I saw, you know, when I saw the transaction and that they called up, now, Miguel Del Pozo, please.
Like Del Pozo, you know what I'm
saying? Well, the one that... See, the guy that – and this is kind of in the same vein as Nick Birdie. And Hartlieb is kind of in that category too because Hartlieb can throw in the upper 90s. His problem, I think, is there's little deception and there's not a lot of movement. And so he can get hit hard, although he looked, you know, good for him last night too to get out of the jam that he got out of. But I wanted – if you're going to call up a guy from the from Altoona, from that taxi squad, and put him in that slick white van – that Adam Berry sent me a photo the other day, which is fantastic. call up Blake Cederlund, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to – he's like Birdie, but he's a year or two behind in development.
Well,
and I know Birdie's development was slow because
I wonder how far behind Cederlund is, Jim, just because he was on the COVID list for a little bit and might not be – totally up to speed, even being in Altoona. I have a feeling we'll see him by the end of the year. I have a feeling the bullpen will be a bunch of young fireballers by the end of the year. At least that's my hope with Birdie and Cederlund and Brubaker maybe. You know, that's the kind of stuff I want to see, to be quite honest. I want to see young guys get an opportunity. You're the only team in this division who isn't really viewed as a contender. Go out there. If it's going to be a developmental year, let guys actually develop.
See, I would – and I know Colin's been beating this drum. He was the first person that I remember really getting on this case of Chad Kuhl in the back end of the bullpen. And I understand that he was brought up as a starter, but every pitcher was brought up as a starter. And I would rather see Brubaker used in that piggyback role as a fourth or fifth day behind Brault if they're going to continue to do that. And you know, we forget that at one point Brubaker was an up and coming guy. He was like, I don't know if he was, I think he might have been the organizational, you know, the minor league pitcher of the year one year. And I think you're right about
experimenting. Jim, let's get real crazy. Let's experiment. Let's have Cole start and throw three. Let's bring the lefty Brault in to throw another three, and let Brubaker close it out for three. I mean, it's a 60-game season and you're throwing all the rules out the window, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
And it's funny that, you know, the watching the Penguins exhibition game, it just was weird. And these Pirates games so far to me have had a real preseason feel to them, because of a lot of it is because of the personnel that they've used in different situations. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't big on Tucker playing right field. He had two hits last night.
I know. A big one, too, to get on right before the Frazier dinner.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And Brian Reynolds, let's celebrate this briefly before we get to the update. Brian Reynolds off the schneid. Brian Reynolds, Mr. Electricity, about as excitable as Colin Moran says, hey, this could actually be a big win for us.
This was a big one for us. Last night was tough, but that's baseball. And we bounced back well and put together a good, solid game. Frazier picked us up there, and it's good momentum swing for us. And a good answer back.
It would be a minor miracle, Jim. I know it's only a week into this season, and it's going to be a weird season. It would be a minor miracle if they won tonight. Not winning tonight specifically, because Musgrove's on the mound, and I like that. But if they won tonight and were 3-3 to start this thing with as bad as their bullpen has been, it would be a minor miracle.
Yeah, we'll see. Musgrove did okay. We'll talk about Derek Holland a little bit too, because he was really good last night, but you forget about him.
Yes.
Because of all the stuff that happened after he left the game. But, yeah, it's, you know, Derek Shelton's got the right attitude, and that's why, you know, after Monday it was just, you know, yesterday we're talking about it, it was just like, oh, man, they may never win a game again. And now, hey, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun when they actually do things the right way.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.